We continue in our study of The Proper Distinction Between Law and Gospel by C.F.W. Walter. Today, we look at exactly the wrong medicine. Thesis 8. In the fourth place, the Word of God is not rightly divided when law is preached to those who are already in terror on account of their sins, or the gospel to those who live securely in their sins. Imagine two desperately ill patients, one in a diabetic shock and another whose heart has stopped beating. Now imagine if a doctor were to give the first patient a shot of adrenaline and the second a shot of insulin. Such a doctor would lose his license to practice medicine, and rightly so. Yet an even more serious case of malpractice obtains when the gospel is proclaimed to secure sinners or the law is proclaimed to alarm sinners. In both these cases, exactly the wrong medicine is applied. In his 12th and 13th evening lectures, Dr. Walter deals with the two halves of this important eighth thesis. And we quote, "Not a drop of evangelical consolation is to be brought to those who are still living securely in their sins. On the other hand, to the brokenhearted, not a syllable containing a threat or a rebuke is to be addressed, but only promises conveying consolation and grace, forgiveness of sin and righteousness, life and salvation. The gospel message, that God forgives sins freely for Christ's sake, is the sweetest message there could possibly be. But that sweetness is wasted on those who, unrepentant, feel no need of forgiveness or a Savior. It's like giving water to someone who's not thirsty, or food to someone who's already full." Dr. Walter refers to such people as secure in their sins, feeling confident in their own good works, and having no need of repentance. On page 118, he says, "Accordingly, we may not preach the gospel, but must preach the law to secure sinners. We must preach them into hell before we can preach them into heaven. By our preaching, our hearers must be brought to the point of death before they can be restored to life by the gospel. They must be made to realize that they are sick unto death before they can be restored to health by the gospel. First, their own righteousness must be laid bare to them so that they may see what filthy rags it consists of. And then, by the preaching of the gospel, they are to be robed in the garment of the righteousness of Christ." Which brings us to the more important part of Thesis 8. To those poor people who are repentant, who truly realize their sinfulness and their desperate need of forgiveness. To such people, only the sweet, unconditioned gospel must be presented, and not a word of law. This is what Jesus did. When he was speaking to alarmed sinners who desperately needed and wanted his forgiveness, he had only the sweetest gospel for them. To the sinful woman who anointed his feet, he said only, "Your sins are forgiven." To the woman taken in adultery, "Neither do I condemn you." To Zacchaeus, "Today salvation has come to this house." This advice isn't just for pastors, but for anyone who wants to witness God's truth to people they care about. Give them the right medicine. If you're talking to a secure sinner, apply the law. Then, when the law has done its work and the sinner in alarm asks, "What must I do to be saved?" with joy you may reply, "Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ and you will be saved." This article was written by Paul Naumann, professor of Emanuel Lutheran College in Eau Claire, Wisconsin, and editor of the Lutheran Spokesman.